Lynn Parsons, second podcast, August the 19th, 2005.
Oh, you're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl! Podcast.
Hello then. Have you had a good week? I tell you, I hope yours has been less stressful than mine. I am sweating buckets. I mean, the temperature dial in here says 92 degrees. In here being in the chalet down the garden in Surrey. Lots has happened, not all that I will share with you. Monday I found myself at Longleat Safari Park and I had a very close shave with a giraffe. But we'll leave it at that, if that's all right with you. Just to say, though, if you know Lynn Griffin from Cheltenham, please thank her for me, will you? Tuesday, I discovered the sandy peaches. There were peaches on the beaches as well, of West Wittering. What a gorgeous sandy beach that was. But it had me wondering, have you ever made love on a beach? Or does it just happen in the films? Because you get sand in all those unmentionable bits, don't you? And I came home from the beach, had a bath, and can I just tell you, I'm still finding sand in bits that I shouldn't really tell you about. We hear that Delphine tonight, because Henri and Delphine have decided that Thursdays, is it Thursday? Is it Thursday nights? They're going to clean when we record this podcast. A little bit of a surprise from Delphine on the way. I can see some ice. Hope she's got some clothes on. New music from Matthew Ebel.
There was a time when nothing stood in between us. Now there's a curve in the road so sharp it'll make you bleed. We don't talk, we just punch the clock. Can't find each other in the same old gridlock. Maybe a little escape. Every morning, the city's a pain like the latte stain on your dress. Get in the van before you break down. It don't cost a dime to leave this town. Get on the road, cause we gotta get out of this mess. So let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us on. Song and I took it for granted. A bump in the road, not really a part of the drive. Come on, Kawana, it's alright. You made me believe tonight. This love that makes it so damn good to be alive. Oh, so let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us on. Coffee shops and the bars. Baby, maybe it's too late. Maybe, baby, it's just me. Maybe you'll take my hand and we'll get in the car. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us all. Yeah.
I'll be singing that in my sleep now. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Drive away, Matthew Ebel. So when the sun shines, you get a bit confused about where you are and what day it is, as you heard earlier. And I've not had a lot of sleep because last night, come bursting through our cat flap, although we don't have any cats at the moment, sadly. It's all right. They didn't come to a bad end. They just died of old age. I shouldn't laugh, should I? But I just, you know, nothing awful happened. But the people over the back have gone away and they're just real cheapskates. They won't ask a friend or pay someone to come and look after the cat. What they have is 14 of those very, very clever but don't always work gadgets where you put the food in and then it flips up at a certain time and a certain day. And this cat came flying through our cat flap and ate the tuna that was on the side. I mean, up on the side, so it actually had to jump up and get it. So it was obviously very hungry. So we've got a cat in our midst. And it had me thinking, because when the sun shines, apart from the fact that you're thinking ice cream and strawberries and bikinis. Well, you might be thinking bikinis. You might not be thinking bikinis on the beach. What a girl thinks of: hairy legs, hairy armpits. I'm sorry, you worry about it. Take it from me, you worry about it. So it was no surprise on Monday morning when I was thinking I was going to take a couple of trips to the coast that I should think, oh, I better take the hair away from under my arms and my legs. This is a bit embarrassing, isn't it? Anyway, there are certain ways you can do this. You can wax, you can shave, or you can cream it away. Now, the first of those, take it from me, is incredibly painful. You don't even want to go there. And the cream is completely out of the question. Let me tell you why I gave it up. Once upon a time, I used to be the IMAC queen, okay? And I used to conduct a lot of business on the phone as well. So to save time, what I'd do is I'd sort out maybe a call that would take 15 minutes, because it took 15 minutes to make sure that your legs were extra smooth and that scarf would slip down them. And I would make the call, but just before I made the call, I would put the IMAC on my legs. And then I would stand. Have you seen these adverts where people stand strangely to put fake tan on? I would stand so the legs wouldn't kind of rub together or anything. So I've got a bit of a tunnel going on here, all right? And I would make the phone call and I'd put a little alarm clock there so I knew it was 15 minutes. And anyway, I was also very fond of cats, and I had two cats. And while I was making this phone call, I hasten to add, I was in the nude as well, because I was living on my own. It was fine. I didn't have anybody wandering about. The cat, at some point during this conversation, ran between my legs, ran out of the cat flap. This was my cat, and shot down the garden. And I was so terrified that the cat's hair would fall out that I ran after it with a towel. And all the neighbours were in their garden, and I had those very short fences, so everybody could look. I got nothing on at all. So from that day on, it was away with the IMAC, and I now shave. I just thought I'd share that with you.
You have one message.
Hello, Lynn. It's Pinky Winky. Please pick up. I still think we should go back to our own planet. I've got my bags packed. All I've got to do is make some sandwiches. I'm just waiting for you to call and let me know the date. Oh, by the way, you know, I was talking about alternative therapy as well. I've booked some sessions. It's a flirtation centre in town. Do you want to come? Well, I've read this article and it sounds really great. It's amazing. It works wonders. Apparently it's good for stress, blood circulation, bone and joint pain. It relaxes your muscles and, guess what, apparently increases brain activity, as if we needed any help. Only problem is, I can't swim. Do you think I should take my snorkel? Call me. Bye.
I got poison oak. You got a hickey on your neck. I watch the perspiration trickle down the back of your dress. You say you wonder what it might be like if we could stop the world tonight. I wonder how would it feel to be so close to you. We could not tell us apart. Could we really make the stars? Perfect summer night. minutes, I'm gonna be late to work. You say it's just money, it washes away like dirt. You whisper everything is all right. We're gonna stop the world tonight. Now tell me, how do you feel when I'm so close to you? We cannot tell us apart. Do I really make the stars and moon hang right where they are? It's a panoramic portrait of a perfect summer night, you and I. And someday will we have two babies and a mailbox full of bills. Oh, I pray you will always feel the same, 'cause I know I will. You say let's go out to the lake tonight. It's not perfect, but it's a real fine life. Because I love how I feel when I'm so close to you. We cannot tell us apart. It's the way you make the stars and moon hang right where they are. Oh, I would spend my whole life waiting to feel the way life.
Ooh, Jagger-esque or what? Peter Moon Band and Real Fine Life. We like that a lot. We've had a great deal of fun picking the music this week. I mean, we just have a ball doing this. And if you'd like to email us, you can. It's lynn@lynnparsons.net. Thank you to everyone that emailed last week. Particularly hello to Tim Purcell. And, well, Delphine and Henri are my... Just in case you have not heard this show before, they're my cleaners and they... generally clean during the day, but they clean in the nude. They work for a company called Buffed Up, and you've decided on a Thursday evening that you're going to clean in the evening. But what are you doing here? I mean, I'm just a little bit worried. There's a few bottles of things here.
Oh, yes, Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Delphine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. Oh, would you like an apron?
Yes. Do you have one?
No, not handy. Oh, I wish you'd asked.
Well, maybe we should do it in the nude, completely in the nude. Well,
you be careful.
Okay.
Don't give yourself a black eye, Delphine.
Well, the thing is, then we thought because we would celebrate your second podcast,
yes,
with a very special cocktail.
A special cocktail.
Yes. So we thought we would make one right on the show, and it is called a French polish
cocktail.
Yes, so we're going to make one. We have all the ingredients here.
And all the instruments.
Oh, yes.
Instruments?
Yes.
Just a little bit worrying. Oh. Perhaps I will go and get that apron. What have you got?
So first of all, I start off and I have 12 raspberries.
The fruit, one, not the noise.
Two.
That noise.
Three.
Sounds like Concorde's going over.
It is Concorde, I think.
Concorde,
another fine French invention. Five.
Oui.
Six. Seven,
these are raspberries.
I do them in twos. Eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Okay.
Okay, 12 raspberries.
Raspberries, delicious. And now I'm going to put in a shot, in my special shot measuring thing, of... This is vodka. Have you had vodka before, Lynn?
No, not before.
Right, this is absolute citron.
Is it lemony then?
Oh, yes, citron.
I have it shaken.
Oh, it's
shaken,
lemon,
not
lemony. Oh, yes. Now
you
look
have
at
it
this.
Shaken, not
I'm
stirred.
I'm just going to pour this in. I put it near the mic. Be very quiet. Okay. Did
wonderful.
You hear that?
I can smell it. I did hear it.
It's good. Mm. Now, I put some lime juice. Oh, do we have the lime juice?
There's the lime juice.
Oui.
Oh, there.
There.
Marvellous. Okay, we jumped that in. Delicious. Now, oh, the special ingredient. Now, Lynn, I have to get you to smell this. Can you often have a smell of this?
Oh, good gracious.
It's, what does that remind you of?
It smells of raspberries, maybe a bit of honey, possibly hairspray.
Yes, it is raspberries and honey.
There's rather a lot of it going in there, Delphine.
There's a shot of that.
Yes.
I'm going to put that in now.
Ooh.
Oh, I got a warm, fuzzy feeling all
There's
over.
Steam coming out of it.
Oh, there is. And now, Ellen, have you got the cocktail music ready?
I have got the cocktail music ready.
No, we put that in afterwards.
Here it goes.
Okay, you ready?
Firm hands. Oh! Be careful, or we could have raspberry all over the walls.
Oh, la, la.
Are you shaking it?
Please,
please don't give yourself a black eye. Oh, is it over?
Is it over with? Henri, you were very good on that flute.
I mean, Henri, you were. I didn't know you played the flute.
It's one of my own special talents.
Is it?
Oh, Lynn.
Oh, look.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, you have a little taste. A little taste.
Oh, here we go. So basically what we do is we just pour it in.
Oh,
look,
that's
at
enough.
This looks
that's enough
incredible.
For me.
Incredible. I'm going to put the ice in as well. We have to top it up. Just one moment.
Now, what do you mean?
One moment.
Are we
gonna
What are we topping it up with?
No, we top it up with ginger beer.
Oh.
So I pour that into the things.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'll wait for my ginger beer because I'm partial to a bit of ginger.
Very nice. And Henri will do the honours.
He did not fizz much.
No.
Okay. Oh, listen to that.
I'm feeling good about this.
Yes. Oh, I see. That's enough for me.
Here we go.
Here we go. Should we put a raspberry on top?
Oh,
just
I think
Oh, there you are. I have a raspberry each in it. There you go.
Mercy.
Oops. Should we say clink, clink?
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bon.
Clink, clink.
Yes.
Bon appetit. Mm. And.
It's interesting.
You say delicious.
Hello, me lovelies. Peeping Tom the window cleaner here. So today you find me at the youth hostel just outside the town. Another one of my regular jobs, this is. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and I'm ready for some peeping. So, what floor do you reckon I should go to first? How about the third floor? Okay, Jim, hold on, I'm going up. Right, made it. This ladder's a bit shaky today. Jim, you all right down there? Yeah, I just heard a mumble of a yes there. Oh, well. Ooh, what do we have here? Just a sec. I'll just open the window a bit more. Have a listen to this. Not easy. Any idea what it is? No? Here. Have another listen. So if you're a bit of a clever clogs and know what that is, then stay tuned until the end of the show when I'll be back with the answer. Okay, my lovelies. Bye. Off you go. I've got work to do.
I cannot sit still. I will twitch. I will travel. I am leaving what remains of me. As I unravel, I wander through the side streets. Fell in love with Amsterdam and we weave through the canals as the night across my hand. In the sounds of early morning, I am sleepless and inspired. I'm swimming in the city's heat. I'm feeling the fire. It's an insight, it's the twilight. Found somewhere in between the flight across the ocean. confused dream, and here I go.
Krista Couture and Day 4, what a great song. To sip a cocktail to, despite the fact that the sun has well and truly gone down. The recipe for this cocktail, which is called the French Polish Cocktail, you'll find at the website, which is lynnparsons.net. The Lynn is L-Y-N-N, that's lynnparsons.net. But Delphine, I'd give fluid ounces. That's how I would be giving my measurements. But that's not how you would do it, is it?
No, Lynn, I am, because I am from France.
Let me just turn your microphone on.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, that's better, yes.
You see, the thing is, because I am from France, I do not believe in these FLOs things. I do not believe them.
FLO, so, fluid ounces.
No, FLOs. It's not right. We have had metric things for over 200 years in France. It is true. So, revolution.
Really?
Oh, yes. So, you can have your recipe with these FLOs things, and I will have mine in millilitres.
And it'll all be on the website, lynnparsons.net.
You have one message.
Hello, Lynn. It's Pinky again. Where are you, madam? I'm on my mobile outside the flotation centre, and I'm having second thoughts. Thing is, when I booked the session, she did warn me that it might be a bit claustrophobic and I'd have to get my kit off. All of it. I know this might not be a problem for your cleaners, because, blimey, they never have their kit on, let alone off. Anyway, you're obviously not there, so I'd better just bite the bullet and go in. I'll call you later, honey bunny. Well, if I don't drown myself.
At this point in the proceedings, the bat phone is ringing, and I suspect that when I pick it up, you know, the bat phone being the one that flashes in the studio but doesn't make a noise, I suspect if I pick it up, it'll be my friend the gnome. Hello there.
Hello, Lynn. I haven't quite left for Hollywood yet, you know.
Have you not? Last week we talked to you in Edinburgh. This is, in case you were just wondering, this is the very naughty gnome that left my garden about 3.5 weeks ago now. And it was in Edinburgh last week trying to get a part in the new Harry Potter film. So your email mentioned Brighton. Is that where you are?
Yes, well, you see, I heard that all these fringe things were turning up in Edinburgh, and I don't look good in a fringe, so I thought I'd soup down to Brighton, because I heard that there's a Doctor Who in Brighton.
A Doctor Who?
Yes.
Is that, well, the exhibition?
Yes, the Doctor Who exhibition. It's at the end of Brighton Pier. And it's just as well as I can swim, I can tell you.
Well, I fancy going myself. Is it worth it?
Well, it was worth it for me because I didn't have to pay for the entrance fee. Being so little does have its advantages, you know, Lynn. I just walked under their noses. Well, actually, under their knees. I'm only 14 inches high, you know.
So were you scared?
Oh, to be sure. I was frozen in terror.
Were you?
There were sea devils and Cybermen and those sharp dummy things. Autons, I think they're called.
But did you meet a Dalek?
Well, actually, Lynn, that's when things started to go wrong. When I got to the Dalek section of the exhibition, there was just the one. I think he may have been the boss, because he was a gold fella.
Oh.
And the bulbs in his head were flashing like a traffic light.
So what went wrong?
Well, you see, it looked as if he was asleep, and just in front of him was a button that said, "Do not push." Well, it's like a red rag to a bull for me, you know, so I pushed the button.
No, what happened?
Well, we went absolutely bananas and started spinning round in circles. And then it got a bit too close and I was scared. I mean, what's a gnome got to do? Well, thinking on my feet, I tripped him over with my shillelagh. And oh, the mess and the noise was terrible. The BBC staff, they caught wind of the trouble and they chased me off the pier. I've never run so fast in my life. And as I said earlier, it's just as well I could swim. I just had time to salute to a passing ship and pull my pants down and up again, and then I jumped off the end of the pier and swam all the way up to the Brighton Marina. Very posh place, that. And in answer to all the Doctor Who fans who are wondering if a Dalek can swim...
Well, can it?
I don't think so.
You wreak havoc wherever you go. Why don't you just come home?
No, no, me darling. No. Fame and fortune is what I'm seeking, and I'll have my face and bum on the front of Vanity Fair before I set foot in your garden again.
All right. Well, have it your own way, but do keep in touch, won't you?
Of course I will. Of course I will. And don't you worry about me. I've got the luck of the Irish with me, you know. Next stop, Hollywood. Yeah, keep an eye on me emails. Up your bum, darling.
Up your bum yourself, you naughty gnome.
This is the first time in a long, long while that I'm standing in front of you, my child. I guess all my guessing has got me nowhere. All my dreams have left me here. Babylon, Babylon, where can you be? Are you holding my golden six-string melody? Babylon, Babylon, where can you be? Are you holding my golden six-string? Well, I worked until I bled, then I let my love pass over my head down this long and lifted land to the railroad graveyard guitar land. Oh, Babylon, Babylon, where can you be? Are you holding my golden six-string melody? Babylon, Babylon, where can you be? Are you holding my golden six-string melody? Babylon, where can you be? Are you holding my golden six-string melody? Babylon, Babylon, where can you be? Are you holding my golden six-string? My life so straight, no one
don't confess into it. I just do it. You're no better. Let's be together. Eyes wide open, looking up. We could not see you, oh, not nearly enough. I said eyes wide open, looking up. We could not see you, oh, not nearly enough. Oh, Babylon, Babylon, where can you be? Are you holding my golden six-string melody? Babylon, Babylon, where can you be? Are you holding my golden six-string melody? Babylon, where can you be? Are you holding my golden six-string melody? Babylon, Babylon, where can you be? Are you holding my golden six-string? Eyes wide open, looking up. We could not see, oh, not nearly enough. I said eyes wide open, looking up. We could not see, oh, not nearly enough. I said around, sit around and cry. Sit around, sit around.
Yeah, don't do that. Song's called Babylon and the artist Akiva. And the only thing we've got on him is apparently he started playing Counting Crows covers to classmates while studying neurobiology. And then it says Akiva pushed any ideas of a serious career in music out of his head as he travelled overseas to follow his original dream of becoming a brain surgeon. If you want to see the Naughty Gnome's emails, and if you'd like to see what he looks like, you can, of course, check out the website. It's lynnparsons.net. You can email us, compliments, complaints. We can take the lot. lynn@lynnparsons.net. And if you've been wondering what Peeping Tom saw through the window, wonder no more.
Hello, me lovelies. Peeping Tom back again, and the youth hostel's windows are looking lovely. So here I am, back on the third floor, and that strange sound is still going on. Have a listen. Any idea? You're a very smart audience. Of course! It's a young hamster on his exercise wheel, which is wired up to a turntable. He's trying to listen to Britney Spears' Greatest Hits album, you see. Ooh, baby, baby. So, that's all for me now, lovelies. I'll be back next week with another strange sound. Until then, keep peeping.
You keep peeping, you keep listening, and we'll keep drinking this very delicious raspberry cocktail. I'll wait. Can I just say that some of the music we played on the show is from the Podsafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. Thanks for your company. By the way, you probably realise that it's slightly longer than 30 minutes, but hey, as Henri and Delphine would say, c'est la vie. If you enjoyed the show, tell your friends. And if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
You have one message.
Hi, Linny P. It's the pink one. I've had my first treatment. It was all very strange. It was a room within a room. One room was for dressing and undressing and having a shower. I was a bit worried about that one because in case there was any cameras, anybody peeking, you know. And anyway, then there was another room and it was all dark and it was the flotation tank. That was dead scary. It was pitch black and full of water. Not good for someone that doesn't like the dark and is scared of water. Afterwards, there's another room. It's the relaxation room, but that was a bit boring, to be honest. However, the receptionist, she was very sweet, and she wanted to know all about my first experience. So I just told her straight up, I really enjoyed it. And next time, I think I might actually get in. I might get in, you never know. Anyway, let's go together. Call me, call me. Bye.